You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
I know it's not Wednesday, it is Thursday, but we're going to do Warning Thursdays this week, and we're going to be taking a look at a couple of developments from the FSCA space in the financial space. We know that we recently, today, got confirmation that there was that prison sentence handed down to the former CFO of Steinhoff, but we're going to look at that. We're going to look at a couple of other matters, and helping me look at these matters, as always, is the Divisional Head of Enforcement at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, Gerard van Deventer. Gerard, lovely to speak to you as always. Let's start with the latest round of enforcement actions. I mean, the BHI matter, or BHI related associated parties, there's some enforcement developments there. Take us through that.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. And as you know, the feeling is mutual. I really appreciate that I can use this platform that you use to inform people and to hopefully prepare them better for making good financial decisions. So yes, we can kick off with the whole BHI story. As you know, and it's old news by now, that we finalized the BHI trust investigation, and the person who was in control, Mr. Warner, went to jail for 25 years. And the interesting part of that sentence was, of course, that 10 years of the 25 years were specifically for contravening a financial sector law, in other words, doing unregistered business. I think that's such an important message for the FSCA, that do not think if you conduct unregistered financial services business that the worst that can happen to you is a monetary penalty. This is the reality, and we are very, very happy about that outcome. But unfortunately, Jimmy, as life goes, that doesn't mean it's the end of our job, because unfortunately, there's some issues surrounding the BHI trust and that Ponzi scheme collapsing. And that's the big question, is why did regulated FSPs, licensed financial services providers, why did they put their clients' funds in there? And that is an ongoing investigation. We started off with global and local. The key individuals, the rectors, there was Mr. Haldane and Mr. Forlan. And, of course, what we are looking at there is how did you advise your clients? The big issue there is the appropriateness of a product. Jimmy, this is an issue that's so important for the FSCA when we think about our financial services providers and advisors, is if you advise a client, you must make sure that there's a proper match between the risk that the client can tolerate and the risk of the product that you put him into. So even if we accept that BHI Trust was a legitimate operation, which it wasn't, the question is still, why would you put retired persons into a high-risk investment? They must have a low-risk appetite, for sure. So that's one of the big issues there. It's a contravention of one of our codes, but the big point is, we expect of our financial services providers to always take special care on the level of the risk that they place their clients in. And of course, we expect them to be the gatekeepers. So we cannot tolerate our financial services providers putting their clients in. And of course, the issue being into a company that is not registered itself. In other words, doing business with an unregistered entity. And those are the big issues there. Both directors have been debarred for 30 years. And that really shows the seriousness with which the FSCA take this type of thing. But as I say, the investigations are not over. There are other FSPs we're looking at. And of course, this specific investigation is also ongoing. So we may consider further sanctions in the long run.
I think it's so important, as you're saying this, around the debarment for 30 years. While some people might consider that quite extreme or quite excessive, if we look at the victims of these particular cases, or the amounts of monies that consumers have lost, 30 years might not be enough. It's clear, though, that the message from the FSCA is that there's a zero tolerance approach towards these indiscretions. Gerard, let's look at some of the impersonations. You said that there's a couple of people that are conducting business or unregulated business or not having appropriate products. And I suppose that comes as well in the form of impersonators that proclaim to be associated with a certain financial institution or with a regulated entity when they're really not.
No, absolutely. This impersonations is really the flavor of the year. You would have seen that we just announced, we put out a public warning around Rescura, a regulated entity. But on Telegram, of course, they impersonate it. And then you get the other issue that you and I have spoken about so often, Jimmy, and that is unrealistic returns. I mean, there's an investment of 5,000 Rand and a promised return in a short period of 25,000 Rand. That is just fantastic. We can both retire. And that's a big red flag there. But you are right. These impersonations are really very popular these days and very sophisticated. So the public must be extremely careful, always check with the FCA. We've got a very interesting case, and I'm going to give you a bit of a sneak preview because I'm not too sure that the public warning is out yet, but very interesting case that we are about to publish, and that is a gentleman who decided he's going to tell the public that he actually works for the FSCA, and he's the inspector master of the FSCA, and if the public who lost money in scams, if they pay him a certain amount of money, he can recover it for them. So that's another warning that's about to come out. So that's another form of impersonation, actually impersonating the FSCA personnel. That's also still ongoing. And you of course, right, these are just scams. So there's no talk even of suitability of the investment or anything like that. But artificial intelligence are helping these people to be very good at impersonations. And that's a great concern. And all I can do is say to your listeners, be very, very careful and do not get involved in investments that you get over social media.
Mkharad, let's look at the practical information that listeners and consumers need to be aware of. This last case that you're going to be publishing, it highlights such an important thing around having the correct information. And if we can just share that correct information with our listeners and with our community at the moment, the FSCA, where it comes to these matters, does not charge the public for these services. Is that correct?
Never. Absolutely. That's entirely correct. We are funded by levies on the industry. We have no reason to charge anybody for anything or the work we do. We do our investigations. We get paid to do it. And we take our enforcement action and sanctions. There's no charge involved in that. So if you are requested for an upfront fee from the FSCA, you must immediately know that it is guaranteed to be a scam. Yeah, that's just one of the things. And also, you're not going to see the FSCA cold calling people to say, I can recover your money for you. Because that's actually the other leg of it, Jimmy, is our primary mandate is not to recover funds. Our primary mandate is to regulate the industry, to take enforcement action. This whole recovery, sometimes if we get the opportunity, we certainly will use it. If we can get the opportunity to recover, whatever that case may be, or through a business rescue or a liquidation or whatever, we will assist and we will support. But we're not really in the business of recovering funds. So a message like this, you can accept it's fraudulent.
It's very simple, folks. Do your homework, do your research, ask the questions. And if it's too good to be true, it unfortunately is. Don't get suckered into these things. Otherwise, you'll find yourselves in these awkward conversations where we have to suddenly see if we can help you recover things, and it's going to be impossible to do that. I think we'll leave it at that. Gerard, thank you as always for the time and for the insights. Gerard van Deventer, Divisional Head of Enforcement at the FSCA, on the latest round of enforcement actions, some warnings and things to be aware of.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.